Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Welcome back to the show, Rick.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Rick, and it's always a pleasure to see you. On this week's show, we've got quite an interesting topic. It's a little bit of a change from where we usually go, where we'll talk about certain types of animals or, for example, like last week when you tortured me, having snakes running around in the studio. But this week, we're going to talk about animals and photography and art. And I've got to say, Rick, the reason why I thought of this topic was because I was on Facebook and a friend of mine put up a post about his pet of many years passing away. And instead of just burying it and being done, he decided he was going to have a portrait that he was going to put on the wall at the top of his stairs so that every day he would be reminded of his pet. And it just made me think that, you know, life is so short that at some point along the way, you have to capture both the people and the animals that matter to you while you still have them, because you never know when you won't.
Sure. I suppose I would think even myself, I'm not into photography, and I kind of wish I were. I kind of regret that because, you know, thoughts of enjoying those photographs, although I have plenty, but it would be only more helpful if I had more of Buffy, my dog, or, you know, Sweet Pea was my favorite chihuahua. Right. And I can remember, but like you said, we're getting older, and it would be sure nice to have that perfect picture of Sweet Pea as she was when she was vibrant and healthy and moving around.
Or even Hoover when it was little baby fish.
Yeah, the fish in the river is Hoover. And somebody was asking me, what's your favorite animal in the store? And it was Hoover. You know, he's 30 inches long. When I got him, he was only like 8 inches long.
Right.
And I didn't know what he was. Another store went out of business in the state of Michigan, auctioned off their animals. And I got this guy. And now he's a centerpiece to the river with the koi.
Right.
And everybody asks, what is that fish?
Well, and Hoover is how old?
I got him in 1986. So that makes him, I think,
27, 28 years old, like that.
Yeah, some are, is that right?
Somewhere
like that. Well, somebody out there is a lot better at math than you and I, Lee. they know already.
Right. But still, I mean, to be able to capture animals like that and have a lasting image, to me, is amazing. And what's even more amazing, we've got a guest coming in today who not only captures those images, but actually can put them into a photo show prior to a wedding or a big event to tie it into your life.
Yeah.
And that's Gary Miller, who is a photographer who focuses on family events but ties in animals to the whole process.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of that. You think of Make-A-Wish Foundation, and you'll see exposés on children that are going through really life struggles. More often than not, there'll be a dog or a cat or some kind of animal they interrelate with to kind of bring calmness and comfort to that individual. There's individuals, kids that in school can't communicate, can't talk, can't read or whatnot. And bringing animals in there all of a sudden shifts that in a whole different direction. And it was kind of interesting to listen how he uses animals to kind of change the chemistry of that photography session.
Right. Well, another one of our guests who's coming in is an artist who does murals, including the one on your store, the ones that you see at Potter Park Zoo. And what's interesting is that he, too, is a photographer who can capture an image and then draw that image from that captured photographic image. That's an amazing talent.
Yeah. Now, yeah, I mean, Larch Street, okay, or Cedar, I mean, in that particular stretch, if you ask kids you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you know, tell me something that you remember from driving down Cedar Street. It'll be the very big turtle that's this, the size of this room
right.
on the wall kind of escaping down. Or, you know, it's just everybody remembers those kind of expressive things that animals can do.
Right.
And it ties in real well with who we are and what we're all about. So it works.
Right.
It works very, very well. And it's great to be able to offer that almost like a gift to the community.
Right.
You know?
Well, and it's an amazing talent. And our final guest that's going to be on the show today is a returning guest, Dane Gusson, who is a wildlife photojournalist. And again, if you are on Facebook and you look at some of what Dane posts on there, there's just some of the most amazing wildlife photos that make you wonder how much effort went into it. Because I can remember when we had hummingbirds coming to our hummingbird feeder and my wife just sitting there with her camera for hours waiting for that one moment when she could capture that image. It's an amazing talent.
Yeah. This should be an exciting show.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So that's what we've got in store for you, for all of you artistic types. You're going to love it. So fill up your coffee cup and get ready for a great edition, because we're ready to roll here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.
Baby, you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly.